Blog Talk Radio.
Give you everything you need in the bed. Put my life in 20.
can't front you, cause shit, babe. Whoa, I'm deep inside. I love when you tell me it's mine. Oh, oh, oh. I wanna lay your body down so you can't get up.
Wanna lay your body down.
You already know.
You know I like to go down.
I love it when you go down. And you know I won't stop until you get it.
You already know.
I want to give you that more. Change the condition.
Come back.
give you that look.
That's supposed to take my place. Damn, is this for real? It's almost disrespectful. That's a downgrade and you know it. Still your best, me. Still your best, me. When you wanna come back, yeah, I lay you back on your back and do you just like that. Miss the way that I grab. Your body knows me, yeah. Still your best, best, best. I don't want your heart, baby, what's before? I don't want you back, just wanna let you know. Say my love is bad, so you let me go. But my love is more, just wanna let you know. I don't want your heart, baby, what's before? I don't want you back, just wanna let you know. Say my love is bad, so you let me go. But my love is more, just wanna let you know. Do your best, I know. Love it or hate it, it's unfair, I know. That I got away, just confess right now. Go ahead and say it, go ahead and say it. Baby, it's okay. That's a downgrade and you know it. Still your best, oh. Still your best, oh, oh. When you wanna come back, yeah, I lay you back on your back and do you just like that. Miss the way that I grab, yeah. Your body knows me, yeah. Still your best, best, best. I don't want your heart, baby, once before. I don't want you back, just wanna let you know. Say my love is bad, so you let me go. But my love is more, just wanna let you know. I don't want your heart, baby, once before. I don't want you back, just wanna let you know. Say my love is bad, so you let me go. But my love is more, just wanna let you know.
Welcome, 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 and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and I'm joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. VIP, and this is the Love Zone. Hey, diva, how you doing?
Hello, diva. I am doing. How are you?
You doing? I'm good.
Yeah, I'm doing
good. My music kit, the songs that I intended on playing tonight wouldn't play for me. I don't know what the deal was. I was pushing that button like 3-4 times and it just kept stopping. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go to something else.
Well, I'm glad you got them out.
Yes, 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 me too. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio. Now, tonight's topic, there really isn't a topic. We just want you to bring them sensual pieces. Make us feel you. I want y'all to really, like, open up. feeling inside in that sensual way. The dialing number is 319-527-6300. And come on, press that 1 and participate. We love you too. Before I go any further, I have to send a shout out and a thanks to our illustrious CEO of Epiphany Radio, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Because without him, there would be no us. And this is the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine, Diva. You got your Raw Links on? Can you hear me, Diva?
I said I got mine on all the time.
Okay, there you go, there you go. Couldn't hear you. That's awesome, that's awesome. Tell me, Diva, are you in a sensuous mood tonight?
You know what, Diva? let's just say I was vacillating between sleepy and sensual.
Okay. So which one won?
Well, you know, in my mind, the sensuous always wins, but in my body, the sleepiness won.
Okay. All right, that'll work. Well, I'm always, you know, that sensual side of me is, it's kind of a natural thing with me. So it's always there. Now, depending on how much energy I give to it, will determine whether I'm in super flirt mode or just natural flirt mode.
Right.
Yeah. But what I am interested in, and I'm sure everyone else is, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight?
Well, this is a little variation of the Kiss, one piece that I've made composed previously. So I just had to tweak it to, you know. So we'll see.
All right, then. Whenever you're ready, mic is yours.
Thank you. This is the Kiss, the one that greets you when you come home from work and before you leave. This is the kiss to show all to you I cleave. This kiss is filled with all the love I have for you. It's the most intimate thing we do. Your kiss is like no other. It thrills me, calms me, arouses me. It's like no other kiss it can be. And any time you want one, I give it wholeheartedly because I love you. You kiss me this way because you know it's true. You kiss me this way because you feel it too. When you hold my hand, pull me to you, and hold me close, another kiss and I am breathless. As the night moves in, the stars act as candlelight. We begin the dance. Foreplay was at a minimum. Your lips wouldn't leave mine. Clothes were quickly divested as we lay. We loved, caught up in the sensual haze. I moaned, you groaned, no music was needed. It was slow, it was fast, it was soft, it was gentle, then rough. We raced to our climax, and our lips met again and again. And I realized with you, forever wouldn't be enough. And that's that piece.
Oh, our lips met again and again. It's just well, those sometimes those keywords just get me lost, and I kind of heard the end, but I didn't hear the end after you said that again and again.
Yeah.
You know, I'm super visual, so I'm always in my head.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a natural thing with me. I loved it. That was sensuous.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and you know what, your voice alone is sensual. I like I say time and time again, you could say the Cat in the Hat and Green Eggs and Ham, and it still sounds sensual coming from you. Because you just have that natural sound, that natural softness in your voice that just glows.
Well, thank you, Diva. I appreciate it. Well, now it's your turn, Diva. You bring that delicious, delectable piece.
I did. This is an older piece because I couldn't figure out, for one, I couldn't figure a topic, and for two, I really couldn't, I had a lot going on today, and up until this, you know, early evening, so I really didn't have, I couldn't come up with anything to write, although I got something brewing in my head right now, should be penning it, but let me handle this piece in this show. And hopefully I'll remember the words that I'm saying. Okay.
When you're ready, the mic is yours.
Called Be Careful What You Wish For. I told him that I didn't need to be rescued, but I do have a deep desire for him and only him. He responded with, and I want you in the worst way. Your scent, the feel of the touch of our skin. I want to taste you first, though, because I know that with every lick, I bring you closer to the overflow of your soul pouring into my mouth. Your essence makes my mouth water and will become the water in my mouth. So I will drink you deep, thus connecting us for a lifetime. The exchange will be epic, spiritual, and celestial. My love in your body would be incomplete without having access to such a wonderful treat. So make no mistake, this clandestine meeting of lips will bring pure satisfaction so deep, so fulfilling, your mind won't be able to comprehend what your body is going through. Because what will take place is at a cellular level. Your scent will now become my only sustenance. Your spots, all known to only me, because I will have had personal conversations with each one of those places, and my tongue will have spoken in your native tongue. My lovemaking claims you for lifetimes because I will master your body in a way that you will realize the place that you feared is my imminent obligation of duty to please. So be careful what you wish for. And that's that.
Diva. Oh, my goodness. Now, even though I heard this before, I'm like, wait. Did you say... Your essence is my water or something like that? I'm like, wait, what?
Okay. Your essence makes my mouth water and will become the water in my mouth.
will become the Wait, yeah. Let me drink some more water here so I can calm down.
I gotta take a sip too.
I already know what's coming. I know what's coming. So I'm gonna take my sip of water right now.
I'm trying to think, should I drink some regular water or should I drink some coconut water?
Ooh.
No. I
must drink water. Yeah. See, I'm going to get my sip in advance.
Oh, I just took mine.
Well, Diva.
Okay.
Are you ready to open up the mics?
Yeah, as soon as my screen opens, give me 1 second. These electronics, girl. Whew. I don't even know what I did with my stylus. All right, I guess I'm going to have to just use my finger to open up these microphones. Are you ready? Okay.
I'm ready.
There you go. All right, let's open up this mic, too. I'm poetic. Welcome to the love zone. How you doing?
Hey, poetic.
A P, La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, man. I done lost my stylist. I'm feeling some kind of way right now. I just had to.
Well, Ms. VIP.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to give you my favorite recipe to read, to recite. The Pearl and Negra was right. You can say just about anything.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
And the Pearl and Negra.
Yes.
David might not hear, so allow me. I don't know about some soul leaking in your mouth, but something else going to go in that mouth. But I'm just don't be, because that's exactly what metaphor
is. Oh,
my
goodness.
With two extra.
Yeah, that sounds like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thoroughly enjoyed both pieces, ladies. Dynamic.
Mm. Well, thank you. I'm waiting. Oh, I took my sip of water in advance because I knew you were, you're about to spit. I'm dirty now.
Almost said something. I'm not going to be that naughty tonight. I'm
so nasty. You said sensual, not erotic.
Oh, Lord.
There's a distinct
difference. Sensuality plays a part in everything, though. The way a person walks or sits can be sensual, so,
Okay.
If you say so.
I say he's ready.
Okay. So, I mean, I just think, sensuality, is different on to different people. But I wrote a piece for tonight.
Mm. Oh, spooky. We in trouble. All right. I'll tell you what. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. The mic is yours.
Thank you. The title of this piece is called I'll Wait More. In the crisp night air is when I want to feel the warmth of your breath upon my skin, giving me warming sensations that makes my hair raise, whispering your desires in my ear so I can praise the Almighty for giving me a goddess like you, but making my dreams come true. You know what? Scratch that. Make my present reality stronger with the ambiance of you, so the essence of my soul can lose control and subdue my beastly, brash behavior that wants to rip off your clothes, because the neighbor, damn sure gonna know my name. It's not a game. The slightest touch of your lips, followed by strokes from your fingertips, that makes the wind jealous. So holding you in my arms is a must. Can I desperately need to kiss your top lip and then your bottom? Because where I come from, kiss and tell. And my God, the way you smell is so amazingly delicious, driving me beyond the realm of normal, making me crazy to ever even think of losing you. Can I be formal? I just want to gaze in your eyes for a moment, wishing you could see you the way that I see you, with no regret that I ever took a moment to acknowledge your existence. The heavens smiled upon me when I laid eyes on you, because my defiance walked out the door. As you sound so good, moaning my name in my ear, and it has me yearning for more. More of your sensuality, more of your spirituality, more of your super sexuality, just more of your sexuality. Show me the way to thine heart. As your words make love to my eardrum like beautiful art, render me helpless in the pathway of your naked touch. Unclothe me with your English seductive wordplay that has retouched. It has retouched me in such a way that I need to succumb to your seduction. Allow me to release doves in your oasis of affection that has given me just cause to burn passionately for you, because you complete me. So I will wait for you patiently. And that's that piece.
Good Lord.
Let's go ahead, Diva. Just for the sake of poetry, all right? Poetic, is your ear near the phone?
Yes, it is.
Oh. So, let me get this straight. So you want me to whisper in your ear or call out your name? Which one?
I want you to moan my name in my ear.
Okay. I just want to know if I'm getting that right. Okay. Oh, my
what
Lord.
What are y'all doing to me?
That
oh,
not,
my goodness.
That was
that was
a piece. That was that piece. Okay.
Thank you so much.
That, you know what? That was sensual. That was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was erotic. It was uplifting. It was encouraging. That, you know what? That made
everything
a person, because you know, man, that piece was everything. That was beautiful. That was absolutely beautiful. Thank you. Goodness.
Thank you all for allowing me to be sensual. Next week, let me be radical.
Ooh. Well,
you heard it, right? And I'm going to tell you something. I had to go in my Diva's inbox and say, girl, I ain't got no topic. I don't know if I want to ask him or not.
Listen. It would have been something all the way to the left. Where my mind is.
I'm sure. She was like, we could call it sensual open mic, or you could take the chance to go in there and be an open mic. Just open mic. Lord have mercy.
So this is
before
a
you go, though. Thank you. Before you go, though, you got me discombobulated here. Can we get the, you know what? I'll bring you back. Okay, I'm going to just go sit you over in the love lounge right now.
We'll see you
later. I need to go back to
Yeah, she's waiting for you. She's not as persistent as the therapist because she does know that you're coming. So,
I mean, she's a beautiful multitasker, so.
Absolutely.
I told her that I will. I'll wait more. See what I did there.
Ooh.
Lord. All right. I'm gonna take no more. go on over there and keep her company. I'll pull you back in. I guess about 30. I don't know. 10 o'clock.
Sounds good. I'll be here.
One love, one mic.
See, Diva, this is why I have my water ready. So, Diva, who do we have next on mic?
Oh, my. We have Divine Inspiration. Hey, Paul, welcome to the Love Zone. How are you?
Why, thank you, lady. I am fabulous. And I'm not going to say it like somebody that you enjoy hearing say that.
You know what? You know what, Paul? Divine inspiration. I vibrate too high for that, and I no longer allow people to be thieves of my energy. They are not welcome.
Right.
So it's all good. It's all good.
I know that.
I got the word. I got approval from high above, the highest.
Okay.
So it's all good.
that untouchable one. I had to come through tonight because earlier I was threatened with a black eye if I didn't come through by a certain sexy diva. So I had to come because I was scared.
Not scared.
Oh my God.
I was scared.
Not threatened.
I'm going to that first piece is taking me some changes, but we are interested in hearing what did you bring. I didn't even get a chance to ask that question because this is my trademark saying, my question. What did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight?
I brought a piece called Double Take.
Ooh, all right then. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I saw that badunkadunk as you sexually sauntered by. I had to do a double take to ensure nothing was wrong with my eyes. My mind and vision tapping at and flipping that and thoughts of what I would do to and do deep in that kitty cat. But reality returned and I cleared my mind. Because in reality, you don't really know that that is actually her true behind. Nowadays, it's hard to tell which booty is injected and which is the work of the Almighty. Because Frankensteining the body and especially the booty is on the rise. And for the life of me, I don't know why. I mean, if you recognize and realize that the body you wear, a God, then you too would see the beauty therein. You would see the beautiful creation within. And truth be told, failing to do so is paramount to sin. We allow the enemy to fill us with doubt and blind us to the beautiful creations that we are. Plastic surgery, lip and butt injections would diminish once we recognize that we are each a star. And God's handiwork is superior by far. We need to start each of our days with a prayer, of course. Then look in the mirror and tell yourself you are wonderfully made. Then tell Satan to step off, because if he thinks he got you, then it is he that's been played. Doubts and insecurities and all that were slayed. Because each of us has been fearfully and wonderfully made. Let no man or woman or worldly trend cause you to doubt your beauty. Stop this madness of injecting poison into your booty. Caring for and appreciating the body God made you in is certainly your reasonable duty. And if no one else has told you today, let me be the first. You are beautiful and wonderfully made. No knife or surgeon could ever improve upon God's design. So stop the madness and cease recreating your lips and cheeks and your God-made sexy behind. And that's that piece.
That was so beautiful. And that was very inspiring. You know, it makes you take a second look at yourself and recognize, and I'm not talking about looking in the mirror, I'm talking about knowing yourself inside and understanding
right.
that the outward beauty is just superficial because it does not last. It's temporary.
Mm-hmm.
For however many years it is, it's still temporary. But the content of your character and the energy that you're, that resides within your spirit inside is where all the beauty and the sexiness and everything just resides. That's what you need to know. This is what you need to recognize. I love that piece. That was awesome. It really, really
Thank
was.
You.
Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. So that means I'm saved from a black eye then?
Ain't nobody going to hurt you. Ain't nobody going to hurt you. I ain't going to let nobody hurt you. I ain't going to let nobody hurt none of y'all.
Okay. I got pit bull for my backup. I'm not skirt no more.
I ain't no pit bull. I'm a Rottweiler. I'll slow walk you. You don't even know I'm there.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my.
Okay. Yeah. So you turn around and I'm right in your face. I'm trying to tell you.
Rutro.
That's right. Rutro. It's all good. It's all good. I got all of y'all covered. Trust me, I put my light around you every day.
Oh.
So you good.
I know that right. That's that it.
Who threatened you? Tell me. I get them. Who threatened you?
It was a sexy diva.
It was a sexy, well, quite a few of us sexy divas now. It could be any one of us. But it's all good.
Well,
it's all good.
I'm not going to mention anything else. I'm just going to let it go with that.
Yeah, let it ride. Before you go, though, Paul,
yes.
Can you please tell everyone what you have going on in the Epiphany Universe?
Yes. Sunday, my partner in praise, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and myself. We're going to do open mic. We want you to let your pen guide you to what you want to share with us. And you know, it's all profanity-free. It's all inspirational. It's all fellowship. It's all praise. It's all that good stuff to start the week off with. So come on through and get a taste of God in your life to start your week. Who knows?
Yeah, I think they'll like it too. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you for that, Paul. All right, well, what I'm going to do, love, I'm going to send you over there to the Love Lounge. Now, Kalinda is preoccupied with a certain poet, but she is still an awesome server, a great host, and she can make anything that you want. She is the, not a, the mixologist. So you just go on in there and say,
excuse
me, and she will tend right to you and get right back over there to you, poetic. Okay. So you enjoy yourself.
Doing that piece kind of got me parched a little bit. I might need a little bit.
All right, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Lord have mercy. All right, Diva, I'm going to throw this up in there real quick. If it'll play. Oh, wrong thing.
I don't know why.
There you go.
Tiffany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network.
Take your socks off.
This is Tiffany Radio. Radio.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Songbird, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is Epiphany Radio. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, press that one. Diva, diva, diva. Let me see, who do we have next? There we go. Child, you see how I messed up? I'm telling you, that first piece that Paul brought in got me all out of sorts. I'm looking at the switchboard, right? And I just know I put my finger down on the Epiphany Radio snippet, but it's the other thing. Anyway, we're going to open up this next mic to our Double 34 Music. Welcome to the Love Song, to the Double. How you doing tonight?
It has been one of them weeks, and I needed the Love Zone, and basically, plus I got people trying to get on the doggone radio.
I hear that.
I'm trying not to be James Evans. I'm trying not to be James Evans right now. Where's my bill?
Oh, my.
Yeah.
You know, some folks like to be saints.
Speaking of that, you said water in your mouth.
Okay,
you didn't,
see?
You didn't think I'd catch that. You didn't think I'd catch that. I'm a visual creative human being here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I take it you like my piece.
We're going there, right?
We can, but we can't spend too much time on it.
Okay, I mean, you know I'm famous for having a signature on it. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm. How would I know that? How would I know that?
Yeah,
I don't
you
speak
know
unless it's from personal experience.
Yeah. yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That
I have
was
to.
Good. Okay.
Lord.
Hi, Miss VIP.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Good. I know just what
That's
you mean by that signature, right? So if you dare do it. Might knock the mic, damn you. So trying to be good now.
You had to clear your throat after the water in your mouth and stuff. What was going on with that?
I did because I get a little my breathing gets
choked
a little
up.
Labored from excitement, and my throat tends to get a little dry. So I have to moisten it again with some liquid. So, because I didn't take another sip, I had to clear it.
Okay.
I have to get another bottle of water. But what I'd like to know, what we all would like to know, is what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight?
Well, I didn't bring Hoops or New York or Flavor Flav or anybody like that, but, you know, I brought this piece called Can You Feel It? And it's based off of your tagline on the Love Zone page where you said, make you feel it.
Oh, all right.
All right, then. Mm-hmm. Whenever you're ready.
All right.
The mic is yours.
Thanks. I'm going to take my time. You'll get yours before I. Can you feel it? Coming inside like the intro. I don't want it spilling to the floor because a mind's a terrible thing to waste. We combined liquidity. Don't stop. Don't quit. I know you're one of them sisters with voices. I'm so into you as you got me weak in the knees and I feel you rain down on me. Can you feel it? Treat me like a fat boy and give me all I can eat. I can beatbox that ass, so don't try to escape this feeling. Ain't nothing can save you from catching vapors, making you jump through hoops, knocking boots, tasting all your delicious flavors. Yeah, girl, I'm on your time and you're my breakfast. You got me exploding like Mount Vesuvius, and my gift to you is this pearl necklace. Get the message? Look at the mess we made. I want to make sloppy seconds and keep you sweating until we make it last forever. Can you feel me? Making you sparkle as I attack you with my love. Got you talking out the side of your neck, going back and forth while you shake your pants as I'm hanging downtown. Until you scream the gospel, putting the word up in my face. I want you to feel the fire if ever you're in my arms again. Again, I'm so into you to the point I got your legs reaching for the sky. So can you stop the rain from falling, my beauty? Because I'm in beast mode and you know why I'm here. I'm all about that action, so you can feel it in the air tonight. I'm going to ask you two more times. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? The C-double sensation. You feel me? That's that piece.
Lord.
Well,
okay. Pearl necklace?
I don't know. I know.
Pearl
okay.
Necklace?
Okay. We think alike, dear. We think alike. I got stuck on the pearl necklace. You mean
I had
it is sticky. So
yeah, quite.
I had to put a piece of candy in my mouth so I could keep it.
Oh, I should have used that in that. I should have used that in that verse. Thank you for that one.
Lord have mercy. What? That piece was okay. I gotta make sure I don't choke on this piece of candy. I'm stuck with the pearl necklace because I'm visual as well, very, very visual, and I have very, very explicit, dirty thoughts. This is why the words affect me as such. That piece was very sensual. It was nasty. It was very nasty. But I liked it a lot. Y'all coming in here doing a thing to me tonight. I don't even know what I got myself into.
Well, look, at least I didn't go Little John to all skeet, 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 skeet. I didn't do that.
Oh, my Lord.
That's not sensual. In any sense.
No.
Well,
exactly.
Then again, it could be.
Thank you very much.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute now. Wait now. It could be. I'm not even going to go there. I'm not even going to go there. I'm going to send you over there in the Love Lounge with Divine Inspiration and Poetic. You have to understand, Poetic has captured the complete and total attention of my mixologist, Kalinda, but still on the job. So when you go in there, she'll hook you up with whatever it is that you want to drink. But don't expect her to
you. Look, I got to get my peppermint schnapps now. He's going to have to move for a minute. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to be bone crusher up in this joint now. Look here.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, this will escalate quickly.
No. She will serve you. She will serve you. She knows her position. But don't expect her to stand there and you know, talk to you too long because I don't know who he done did. Okay, he done did it to my female therapist, and now he done got her attention. I don't know what you laughing for, VIP. You done stole Roberto's heart. He is just... Lord, that's my male therapist. So
wait. So Miss VIP, did you turn him into Rico Suave?
No, I turned him into a little puppy who's in love.
See?
It's okay.
Wow, that's
it's all right.
He said it ain't no damn puppy love. It's love for real, my flower. That's what he said.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Look, I'm going to send you on over there anyway.
Okay.
Thank you for coming through, Sweet Double. One love, one mic.
You're welcome. One love, one mic to the both of you.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Eva?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to be
what?
Stuck.
I'm trying to get myself together. Yeah. I'm really trying to get myself together. How about this? How about I play another song real quick to calm it down just a little bit? How about that?
All right.
Yeah.
Diva. Let me bring back in station manager for the rundown here.
Yeah. All right.
Microphone will open. Poetic, are you there, love?
Hey, I'm right here. Thank you so much.
I have two questions for you.
Okay.
Can we hear the rundown for the week for Epiphany? And also, do you happen to have another piece?
Mm-hmm. Well, since you asked so nicely.
I'd like that.
Okay. Awesome. What's going on in Epiphany?
Absolutely. So, ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for The Get Down with your hosts, John Robinson, a.k.a. J-Rob, the wise son, Mr. Dark Knight himself, and yours truly, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Tonight, we want you to finish the statement, Black Is. Friday night, y'all, is scheduled to be an installment of Express Your Vibe with Ms. VIP, but we have to check that schedule for you. Saturday night is going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with yours truly, Poetic. Topic to be forthcoming. Sunday night, as you heard, my co-hosts, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration. It's going to be open mic, y'all, on the Inspiration Factory Sunday night. Monday night is going to be Raw with Rain. Make sure y'all tune in with her co-host, essentially, Janice. Tuesday night is going to be one of Mojave shows, Fly Speak. It's not War Council, Honey Dripper 2.0. You know what? Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Thanksgiving, and all that said. Happy New Year. Who knows when it comes to Mojave? He's just got so many shows on that one night. Man, make sure you're... And then next Wednesday, y'all, we'll be right here with these sexy divas of Epiphany, Miss VIP and La Pearl La Negra for The Love Zone. Ladies, back to you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
So,
what else did you bring for us, or what could you conjure up for us to hear?
I think I'm gonna be sensually nasty. Is that okay?
Oh,
is that all right?
That is fine.
With a touch of aggressive. Is that okay?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. I like aggressive.
Okay. All right.
Oh, Mike is yours.
The title of this piece is called "Are You Watching Me? Are You Looking While I'm Stroking?" Combining rhythmic movements with oily hand gestures for this moment. Get on your knees and lick my balls, please. Look up at me while your tongue massages my large testicles. The slurping sound you make, mixed with my moans right out the gate, is an instant turn-on. I'll masturbate while the lubricant is still warm, just for your pleasure. The up-and-down motion creates the ultimate trigger. As I'm building up to my climax, your pussy getting so wet, but we can't relax, because you wanted to see this. Using your tongue to lick and tease this sensation I'm feeling from the visual and mental stimulation. Then you raise up, rub your breast on my balls. My God, this lubrication. Then you place two fingers inside you. And with creamy cum on your fingers, you slide them into my mouth. And I lick them dry as you head back south. To continue this urge for me to shoot my cum all over your face to become the place where I express the greatest pleasure known to man. To release cum at the demand of woman. And just in that moment before I bust this nut, don't just kneel there and say what. Taste me before I taste you. Then you'll know it's true. So you see, I need to know if you're watching me. And that's that piece.
Oh, I see you. Damn.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Whoa.
I gotta say, it wasn't as aggressive as I was kind of thinking it would be, but it's nice.
And thank you. And thank you.
I said a little aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, Danya, what did you want me to do? What did you want me to do? Did you want me to grab at the end?
You damn right. Grab my.
Oh, help me, Lord. Oh my goodness.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Right.
That was divine inspiration asked me to do that piece.
Did he now? Well,
yeah.
I want to see if he can confirm that statement because
you can ask because you know he said that you know pineapple calligraphy was needed.
Oh yeah, he did say that.
Yes, he did.
You know, that's a clear indication of a request. So I had to deliver. Thank you for allowing me another piece.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Kalinda is kind of feeling a certain kind of way. I ain't going to tell you what she said, but you need to get on back over there because, yeah. Thank you for it.
Well, I'm on my way. Yes, I do fancy a drink called Sex on the Beach, so thank you.
Yeah, and she just made you another one, too. Wait.
Yes.
All right, here he comes. Oh, she and Amber. All right, gone over there. Back over there, finish your conversation. Getting pushy. I'm going to have to talk to her. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one love.
Oh, I'm sweating.
Yeah, absolutely. All right.
Yeah. Wow. We're going to open up this next microphone once again to, goodness gracious, divine inspiration. I almost need to say the wrong name. Oh, Welcome back, Paul. Thank you for the request for Mr. Pineapple Say word.
I did mention it. I did bring that name up, but I by no means told him to do that.
What do you think Pineapple Calligraphy
is? He just took some poetic liberties with that.
That is what Pineapple Calligraphy is. You don't understand, apparently.
Well, yeah, we all know what Pineapple Calligraphy is.
Okay.
That's one of the
That was actually the gentler side of that side.
He was semi-behaving, yes.
Semi. I was expecting a growl and a neck grab and a hair pull, but it's all good. Okay. I'm sorry. I lost myself for a second.
I feel y'all both need to go get a cool glass of water to lower the body heat just a touch.
I got mine.
Mine only goes down, but so much. Paul,
yes.
Do you happen to have another piece for us?
Well, I certainly do.
All right, well, whenever you're ready. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Marital Bliss. First and foremost, let me make sure you all know that this heated right is how my marital sex shall go. Now, I don't believe in bragging over one's skills or how well they serve. But I can assure you that my tongue game will receive protection from abuse orders if I attack every vaginal nerve. Because as my wife, it is my sole purpose to serve. Manual manipulations, oral stimulations, internal integrations, just to name a few. And these, my wife, is what's in store for you. The sounds emanating from our marital bed will be of such that the wild Mustangs would hang their heads in shame. They would feel as if their wild stallion's carnal, raw breeding was a child's game. After we whined and cried and slurp, sex as we knew it would never be the same. My mouth will explore every inner surface of your velvety box. Like a groundhog, I will burrow deep within your hole. I will swallow and suck on your honeypot, trying to suck out your very soul, only to reinsert your soul when I enter you, and shaming a bull in heat was our acts of procreation. We'll have songs sung in every language in every nation. I refuse to stop without you achieving total. Complete sexual satisfaction. All this and more is in store for you, my wife, to be shared with absolutely no one other. So won't you come and retire with me into our marital bed and allow me to worship you from your toe to the crown of your head, causing orgasms upon orgasms upon orgasms until the words I tap out are said. Then I will finish with a love-filled, passionate kiss. This is how we shall enjoy the blessings of marital bliss and peace.
Did I hear you say slow?
Wow. Yeah.
Did you hear me say what?
Slurp. Yeah.
Yeah. Slurp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah, like them 7-Eleven slurpees.
Yeah.
Oh, not like the 7-Eleven. Oh, my. Okay. That was good. That was a very, very good talk. All right, you know what? Lord Jesus, help me. Okay. That was beautiful, though. You guys, I'm going to have there's some things I got to take care of when I get off this show. Yeah.
All right.
You got
divine inspiration.
Do I have what? What did you say, Paul?
Batteries to spare.
Oh, mine doesn't call for batteries. It's just rechargeable and wireless. Mm.
Oh, you done got hot. Yeah. Oh, whoa.
And it's waterproof.
Oh. Oh.
You almost made my knees choke with that one. You was in the middle of drawing on a cigarette when you came out with that, and you could have seen her face.
Look, only the best for me, honey. I don't play. Don't play no game. But thank you for that.
Thank you so much.
Poetry and sexy. And I'm going to send you back over there in a love lane.
I have a platform where I could come and misbehave a little bit.
Just
it's all good here. Trust me. It's all good. It ain't good if it ain't messy enough. I see. One love, one
mic. Oh, Lord.
One love, one mic. I'm going over here to get the
sorry, Paul.
Anyway,
I'm sorry,
Lord, I'm beginning. That piece was everything.
I'm going to open up this next mic wait a minute, my switchboard is going nuts with me. Okay. Edwina, darling, welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Good evening. I'm doing okay.
Edwina, how are you?
I'm doing all right, Miss VIP. How are you guys? It's cutting up there.
Yeah. They are doing it.
The last two pieces, Poetic and Paul. Oh, my God.
Yes. Oh, past nasty. Yeah. And his beacon. Pineapple, Mr. Pineapple calligraphy came through.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm still kind of trembling a little bit. Anywho, how you doing, Edwina?
I am very well, thank you.
Awesome. Lordy. Well, we are all dying to know. What did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight?
I have a little something that I'd like to. It descends into. Gets a little nasty towards you. I'm just warning.
Right. Okay, bring it, honey. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Moon, river, wider than a mile, wider than his smile, bright watermelon slice type, blue obsidian, Mbutu cut features. I watch from a distance like the moon, addressing the river with a caretaker's view. Lord, just let me be a witness. Let me testify. Let me see you in the purest light, dressed down of your edges, unstrained, unchained of your restraint. Let my light heal you. I want to kiss your scars as the stars bear witness to our naked magnificence, like two drifters off to see the world, a voyage spanning miles, on a surface kiss from his huckleberry lips as we kiss across the world, as if it never ends, as if it never ends and goes on. But the day, in the day you make me emotional, 24-karat cocoa body cut, a cot, we figure from a blueness of a moonlight, the newness of new night, the moon, the moment that's just right, the moon and your low tide tugs at my insides. This night, this moment, this waterside view of your beauty, it makes me emotional. I just want to be close to you. No, I just want to feel most of you engorged in your gorgeousness. So I'm going to blame the moon for what I'm going to do. I have no use for ownership of this moment. I'm going to blame the moon. I'm going to tag a debt, my debt to him like parchment paper post. I'm going to say it's all his fault. I'm going to woo the ghost. I'm going to hold the tides tonight. I'm going to be the view. I'm going to ride the night away. Yes, I'm going to blame the moon. I'm going to give obsidian angles a psychedelic glow. My dignity set with the sun. I want it in my throat. I'm going to grip and slurp and slip. I'm going to curl your toes like tomorrow morning I'll deny you. Won't bring the moment to a close. Like a golf ball through a garden hose, I'm suckling forth your soul. All day long I heal to you, submissive to your call. Tonight my mind's on demon time. The good girl's about to fall. And in her wake will stand a minx submissive to her needs. It's me who's in control tonight. In this position I hold dominion. I'm going to take my throne, perch my waist atop your face, surf in the vibrations of your moans. Lock your arms around my thighs, leave me no place left to go. You topping from the bottom now, you putting on a show. Round one, I'm left a shuddering mess, convulsing in my pool, but I don't need to catch my breath. I'm ready for round two. I'm going to turn my body around, suckle dick down to the hairs, massage the wet of my mouth on the way down south. I want you to spread your legs, vulnerable to my hand. I'll mold you in my view, but I take no responsibility. Yes, I'm going to blame the moon, and that's that piece.
Ooh-wee. I'm just doing as well. Let me tell you right now, when you went all the way down to the hair,
yes, the hair.
Okay. I got stuck right near the ear. Oh,
I'm blaming it on the moon.
Y'all just giving me all kinds of visuals tonight. I might have to open up my bottle of wine I got a charge too.
Better.
Yeah. That was very. Woo.
Oh, that was
a ooh, Lord.
That was a ooh, Lord.
It ain't good.
But we love.
It ain't good. Okay. It ain't sloppy and nasty. I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it's juicy when it's nasty. And you need juicy and down to the whatever.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you.
Thank
it's
you,
a
guys.
Thing. Well, don't be ashamed.
Thank you.
Ooh,
I definitely
you
won't. Thank you, guys.
I was trying to get the love lounge because we need some more female energy over there. We got a couple males over there and just one female bartender. So, thank you, darling. One love,
one love.
Oh, girl. Girl.
Diva.
Right, let me.
Diva.
Let me.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. Wait a minute. Before I open up this next microphone, let me throw this up in here real quick. All right?
All right.
Let me try to hit the right one this time. Jesus, ladies.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the real entertainment network. Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
This is Songbird, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the for real entertainment network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Yes. Oh, Eva, you ready for this next call?
Yes. I am ready.
Let's open up his microphone. Good evening, Kendrick. Welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing, love?
Hey, Kendrick. How you doing?
There you go. How you doing tonight, love? Welcome to the Love Zone.
I'm good. I'm good. How about y'all?
Oh, we're fine.
Right. Trying to keep our cool up in here. I know this is our subject, our topic, our request for y'all to bring these pieces, but I can't help but get a little bit worked up over them. So, you know, we might let a little naughty thing slip here and there.
Yeah, well, especially the two preacher men. Paul surprised me on that one. I'm like, what in the hell? Okay, Mr. Divine Inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
I see you got a little fired up too, brother. No, hey, I ain't judging you. But hey, you deliver that one. I know, Van got his, but whoa. It's supposed to be central. It's getting a little very like X-rayed up in here now.
All right.
Well, you know, it's like Poetic said earlier, sensuality, it depends on the person and who's looking at it.
Right.
You know.
I'm sorry, can y'all hear me? Yeah, my Bluetooth just died, and I don't know why. So I was hoping it didn't cut the show off by disconnecting me. So. But Kendrick, what did you bring tonight for us to listen to that was just absolutely delicious?
I don't know. Everybody drinking water right now. Everybody drinking no wine or no MD 2020 or nothing like that. So,
MD. No, you just stick to the wine, honey. To the normal wine. You talking about wine or wine? You drink talking about that MD. Ooh, Scott, you done went to the bottom of the barrel with that. Let's stick to the regular wine.
Oh, I ain't hit the bottom of the barrel.
Well, you know, Wild Irish Rose, but you see a mad dog, and that's close to it. That's, I cannot.
Well, y'all better look. I have a bottle of wine to drink tonight, so I'm good on that part. So I did bring a piece, kind of an old piece that I have actually. I don't know if I recited on this show or not, but it's old piece, but it's gonna be still gonna sound new anyway.
All right.
Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay, this piece is entitled Taste Me. She longed for the day to feel what her body's been yearning for. Her soul wants to feel that erotic fire from her king, to feel that sexual heat and burn away the fears of failed relationships, to taste freedom. When she finally releases herself to him and he drinks her love and savoring her flavor on his tongue. When he sold himself freely and hit the spots inside of her that no man has ever tapped. When she realized that he is the missing piece of a beautiful picture in her love life, she shines. He stroked her so well that she didn't expect to release her juices to him so suddenly. Together, they created a sexual harmony that real lovers can understand. Taste me, baby. Savor me. Don't hold back my love for you. My love, be greedy as you like. I yearn for this moment. Let us continue to love each other freely, because the walls of fear must come down, and for us to love each other like we're free. In peace.
Wow. All right.
That's right. I know that's right.
Very, very nice.
The walls have to come down. You got walls up. You got limitations and blockages, and you can't love like that. That's what I'm talking about right there. I love that piece. Thank you.
Very
wow.
nice. Very nice.
Wow.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm.
All right, Kendrick, I'm going to send you over in the Love Lounge with everybody else. You'll be over there with Divine Inspiration and C-34 and Edwina and Poetic, who has the bartender's attention, but she still knows her job, her position. But you go on in there and order what you want. Everything is on the house. One love, one mic.
All right, well, I appreciate that. One love, one mic, ladies.
One love, one mic.
Ooh, chat. Everybody is coming through with these pieces. This has been some kind of night now. Steve, do you have another piece that you could spit for us? Another sensuous piece?
Well, since Poetic went a little left, I figured I may recite safe words.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. I thought of my favorite fruit, my favorite kind of, even my favorite food. But how is there a word to stop all you do to me, all I dream? See, you kiss me in a way I can do all day and night, and the way you hold me is safety personified. I haven't felt this way in years, but last time, I couldn't remember if I tried. I wonder if a word is warranted. Isn't it used when scared, when you had enough? How could there be one after all you shared? Could it be the intensity, or you think you can't come one more time and need that overwhelming sensation to stop for a minute until you catch your breath? The throbbing, not the spinning in your head. Realizing all that moaning he was doing was you instead. I suppose in the scheme of things, a safe word can be stopped. By then, it'll be too late, because I'll be on all fours swallowing every single drop. And that's that piece.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'll be on all fours, swallowing every drop.
Every single drop.
I know that's right. Trust me, honey. It's CSI. Ain't got nothing on me. I'm trying to tell you. I loved it. I wish I had my piece ain't hot like that, but I got another piece. Sheesh. Goodness. Mine is more on the little loving side.
Okay.
I guess. Wait. Give me one second. Let me see if I can. No, man. I mean, I got me feeling some kind of way. Yeah, I guess I'll do that one, too. Yeah. I think I'll do this one.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
You ready? The mic is yours.
Thank you. Can you hear me clearly? Because
right.
I had to go on speaker.
Okay.
All right. I call this my crazy for him. All right. Wait a minute. I'm a little confused. Hold on. I'm not going to do that one. I'm going to do this one.
Okay.
This is called The Language of Love. Romance is the language of love, and to share in love of life, simply. I love romance and very much believe in it, but I am a simple woman. So romance to me is the little things that occur naturally. It's just sitting next to you and sharing the same air, knowing that you understand my smile because your presence alone puts it there. It's taking a walk together through the leaves falling and swirling on the ground as summer seasons over to the winds of fall. The sound of your voice anytime. It's looking in your eyes and turning away because it makes me blush trying to hold the stare. The gentle, unanticipated kisses out of nowhere, placed anywhere. It's us in the kitchen making a mess while creating, watching the sun setting with my head on your shoulder, and snuggling up under your arm on the couch while you find a movie for us to watch. It's kisses in the rain, and those special little texts throughout the day saying, when did you fall to earth from heaven? Because you're my favorite. And that's that piece.
Oh. Girl, you just made me jump from like a pineapple calligraphy to a pear. But
oh.
I love pear. And I love the piece.
Thank
and
you.
I do love your piece. I mean, aww. You know what? You know what it does to me is like, wow. It's like I'm ready to hug somebody and just snuggle up.
You know I'm a big old softie, and I'm always in love with love. It don't even matter when or where, you know. It's just a part of me that, you know, that it's just, it is me. Yeah. Mm. Well, I tell you what, this was a hell of a show tonight. They brought it.
Yes,
they showed out, and I loved every last piece. Oh, man, you know, it's about that time. You got any closing words, Diva?
I do. Everybody for coming out tonight. Woof! It was woof. Okay. I just want to say. Keep wearing your masks, okay, because it's not over. And even though things might be dying down a little bit, that's no pun intended. I mean that all the reports of having the virus is coming down and hospitalizations are, you know, down too. It's not over. So y'all be safe
well,
out
Diva.
There. God bless you guys.
Well, Diva, we got a couple more callers and let them put their hands up. I guess the show must go on.
Okay.
I don't have my wait a minute now. Let's see. I don't really have my book with me to guess these numbers, so I'm going to have to say them out loud. But we're going to open up this next microphone to area code 506. Welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Hi, it's Lady A. I thought I was... I'm sorry I'm so late.
It's all right, love.
No,
how are you tonight?
Good, good. How are you girls?
We're hanging in there with these pieces, honey. These pieces that they're bringing is doing the damn thing to us, I'm trying to tell you. But we're hanging in there. And I know you're getting ready to do it to us because your piece I already know. You have some of the most soft, sensual pieces that I have ever heard. So there's no doubt in my mind that you brought something delicious for us tonight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
I have a few of them. I'm trying to pick one that would have some. I feel kind of dark tonight, but. I'll read one. It's called Lovebirds Flew.
Mm-hmm.
Frozen in time, a universal paralysis of unknown origin. Darkness covers us, swallows us, leaving all to wonder if it's the end. Flowers fold, plants recoil, air is sucked out into the great black hole. Standing in the night, sole survivor without light, dormant in the soil lay every seed for the future they'll need. Animals hibernate, tiny bugs and birds migrate. He came toward her, head tilted to the left. It was he who left her bereft, golden orb rose behind his head, he who so long lay dead. Like a corny movie show, we ran into each other's arms. Azure skies began to peek from the darkness it was beneath. Leaves began to grow on quiescent pines and maple trees. Lovebirds flew overhead, cooed and kissed like they were wed. He and she stood and watched all the creatures awake now flocked. Second chance the world was given with new Adam and Eve presiding. Lessons for the earth now past, they live, they love in peace at last. End poem.
Okay. Oh.
Beautiful. That was beautiful,
yes.
Lady.
Absolutely.
I loved it. I know. See, you always bring these pieces that make you feel loved. You know, you just sit back and like, yeah.
Yeah, breathe it out, right.
Yes, I love it. I do. I really, really do. And I thank you for calling in. And,
thank you very much.
I'm going to send you over there in the Love Lounge with everybody and go on over there and order your favorite drink.
One love,
darling.
Wow, that's what her pieces do, though. They just make you feel like
you know,
snuggling up and just, yes, my love, my world,
yeah.
My earth.
Yes.
We're gonna open up this next one to. this is one of our. Can we still say one of our New York joints since we gave the other New York joint a different name?
Well, I was going to ask before you opened up to the New York joint about a little the last
I'll do
one.
That real quick. I'll do that real quick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
Your
number one hit station.
This is Song, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
All right, Diva, let's open up this next microphone to Mojave. Hi,
Mojave.
Welcome
to
Love
Zone.
How are you, darling?
Hey, ladies, how are you doing? How you feel?
We're all right. How are feeling? Are you feeling better?
Almost done, almost finished. One more day, I think I'll be back.
Oh, good. That's good to hear. Very good.
Okay. That's what's up. I'm glad you're feeling better. Y'all got to start getting more rest and putting a little bit more time into yourselves. All this running around and business you got to handle, sometimes you got to stop and smell the roses. You know what I mean? But it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah.
You're sounding a lot better, and I'm glad. I'm glad.
Yes, me too.
Before you get into your piece and other things, would you tell us what you have going on in Epiphany Radio Universe?
I do believe, because this next Tuesday will be the 19th, right? So if it's the 19th, it's going to be Philosophy with Her Story True, and it's going to be like two other people that are really, really super dope poets that you might not have heard of, but you know, we find these poets and bring them out and make sure that they come to the Epiphany Radio Universe and introduce them to our friends and fam and make sure that they're well-loved and respected and people get to hear the dope poetry that they possess.
Okay. I'm always down to hear a new poet, Fresh Blood or whatever you want to call it. I like, you know, that's what's up, definitely. Goodness.
Yeah.
All right. Well, love, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight?
I'm trying to figure out, because you said sensual. So I was trying to figure out the sensual portion of it. So I was like, let me see what happens. I said, you know, let's see what we can do. But I'm thinking I might have read this poem, but I'm not sure.
Whatever it is, it'll be fine.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. I have some pills. I'm not going to read pills today. We're not going to do so.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I need to practice somewhere. Let's try. Wait a second. I should have it too. This is terrible. Okay, there we go. Alright. Let's see if I got this ready.
The mic is going.
Tell me if it's too loud. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. That's all right. Fine, actually.
Alright, good.
The mic is yours.
I hope that you're waiting, like I'm waiting. In between breaths, in between blinks, time is moving so slow, and I can imagine you opening your eyes up the night filled with dust, filling us with the sweetness that's only shared with intentions like tongues intertwined. Passions realized, kept like the sun rising. I'm excited like a child on Christmas Eve, ready to unwrap this gift I've waited all this time for. I can't sleep. I'm restless. I wait for sunrise. I measure the space and time and quantum leaps of heartbeats and beauty, written in words, written in spirit, written. But is this our story? Some say that the more you lose, the more you gain, it is the world. But is this our story? Time is moving on. We make revolutions around the sun. Each day lingers with the growing human. Seeds planted, expectation grows. Lotuses open in accordance with light. Brother sun speaks to sister moon, exchange of day by night. We lose track and we wonder, is this the beginning or the ending? There's some kind of wonderful for each moment, racing sunsets, ending in sleep, waking to find new days or nights, hoping to find you closer. Standing still, stuck like a fly in amber, hoping love has that time-stopping effect, and I'm waiting, and I want her to want me like needing oxygen after being underwater for so long and so long to lost loves who surrendered and drowned, giving up breath. But we are mermaids. We swim the currents, praying for the love swept, the hearts kept waiting. Please be the dream I dreamt, the wish I sent when I put this penny into the wishing well. And well wishes have not ties. They're sleepless in Seattle, and I see it all. I just need to get closer than a phone call. Maybe get into each other's vibe. Fear is a part of that. Too many times we cross the middle passage to lose everything, our name, body, spirit. And I forgot I once called you queen and lover in the same refrain. And fear makes us signal songs that make us so sick. Radios never get turned off, they blare. Throw your heart in the air, no longer waving our arms like we just don't care. This is serious, I need her cipher to put back my Osiris pieces. Love the callous parts for the concrete, I pretend they are. Suckle me, heal me. Make love to the northern part of my spirit before I go down south and experience the heat of your equator. I have nothing except the space of the rib where you can take back what is rightfully yours. I give you the power that makes kingdom. Give honor and glory to both kings and queens. And I'd give a universe for you if it meant that we could find each other in divine time. And I hope that you're waiting like I'm waiting for this time to pass. Seeing heart to heart, praying that our spirits matter. I need you like you need me. We hope for we future plans. Family, until then, we must transform all past pain, false paradise, temporary emotional tempest, precipitation of hurt and its value in summation to unconditional, unbridled, free love and all its possibilities. Hold tight. No one ever said that breathing was easy, but we are mermaids. We swim. Time is moving on. And if you open your eyes, I will see the wonder and love you past the woes. I hope that you're waiting like I'm waiting, for I only have time gorgeous.
Boom. That's beautiful. Oh my goodness.
Wow.
I love the poem. I'm at the end of the poem again. It's like, I hope you're waiting like I'm waiting.
The part that I got stuck on, racing sunset. And then you said, later, you said, make love to the northern part of me before I go down south. Yo, essential for your
that
ass
awesome.
Right there,
that
is
awesome.
Essentiality. Oh, my God. Lord, have mercy. I might steal some of them lines from you. I'm telling you now. I don't know when I'm going to use them. I'm telling you now. I might steal a couple words here and there, huh? Because you're just too damn good. Too good. Lord.
Appreciate.
Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate you. Oh, man. All right, love. What I'm going to do is send you over there to, my switchboard is just acting a fool. It's this damn tablet. I'm going to send you over in the Love Lounge with Poetic and C-Double and Edwina and who else is over there? Divine Inspiration, because he cut up tonight. I don't know if you heard him, but he did. He said some nasty stuff tonight. Thank you, Mojave. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
All right. If I can close the mic, this tablet is just
Swoon-worthy. Okay.
Always.
Yeah.
He does it every time. Every time you come in here, he got you leaning your head to the side and holding your cheek and like, he does it all the time. We got, Diva, we got the CEO of Epiphany Radio.
Oh, not bad.
For real, coming in. Hey, baby.
What it do? What it do?
Hey,
what's up, ladies? How are you?
Oh,
good.
We're fine.
How are you feeling?
You feeling better? I'm feeling a little better. Just chilling. Taking it easy. Y'all got me cracking up over here, y'all. Y'all having a hell of a show tonight.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. I heard Dan earlier as well. Yeah, I think he's having a good time with himself over there.
I think everybody having a good time with these pieces, honey. Especially Divine Inspiration. Did you hear him?
Well, I think I blacked out during Paul's performance. I know Jesus was in it somewhere in there. We worship a forgiving God.
As always, it is good to hear from you, and I'm glad you're feeling a little bit better. Gotta take some time for yourself as well. Some kind of bug going around.
I heard you give it to my brother, Mojave. I hope he's feeling well as well. I'm coming around. Like I said, I've just been taking it easy. And listening to you guys, is therapeutic and medicinal. So I had to hear some poetry. I didn't know I pressed one. I do a lot of butt dialing. And somebody's going to take that the wrong way. But those that know me understand. I got fingers in my back.
Well, it depends on whose butt you're talking about.
I just have fingers in my back pocket, and they might take that the wrong way, too. But
as long as you don't give yourself a stranger.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness.
Hi, and Adrian. How are you doing, darling?
I'm fine, babe. I'm trying, man. I'm glad to know you're up and up and up and getting better.
Yeah.
What's up?
It's kind of late. I'm surprised that you're up, darling.
I'm retired, remember? So I'm trying to hang out a little bit with my
That was a subliminal. That was a subliminal.
She got a big girl draws in the night, so it's all good.
She got a big girl draws on, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to meet y'all, though. Like I said, you know, poetry is therapeutic, and I'm just loving what I'm hearing, at least some of it, at least, you know. Some of y'all is perverts over there. I don't know who y'all are. I say y'all, I'm not talking about you two, but I'm talking about some of them callers that are kind of pervy.
You know, sensuality, being sensual can be perverted. It can be erotic. It can be exotic. It can just be organic. It can be vanilla.
It could be all things. I'm not saying anything bad about anybody in particular. I'm just, just saying, y'all. Some of y'all are just straight up pervy. You can call it what you want to, but some of y'all are just straight up pervy.
Seriously.
You ask for love, they give you dick and erotic. You ask for sensualness, they give you dicks and balls. You know, so you know what I mean. It's all poetry. You know, I'm a little off medication, so if I'm saying anything that'll offend anybody, I'm sorry.
No, you're good. It's all good. Trust me. It's good.
No,
it's pretty much the whole bar in here.
Yeah, you know, I'm feeling the vibration, though, y'all. Thank y'all for calling me. Thank y'all for putting me. You know what I mean?
You
okay?
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
We're all good. Thank you. I mean, if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't even be. So, thank you.
Hey, thank the Most High. Thank the Most High. All praise is due to the Most High.
First and foremost. Amen to that.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm just saying. I don't have anything with a perv in it, you know what I'm saying? Or pronouns.
That's okay.
All
right.
you really don't even have to spit if you don't feel like it. I mean, bring whatever you want. This is open mic. Yeah.
Oh, that's what it is? Because I had like four or five different pieces, but then I heard all the pervicity, and I said, wow, maybe, you know. I'll do something old. I'm gonna do this one for my girl Adrian. I think she likes this piece here. And I'm gonna do this. It's an old piece. Y'all probably heard it a million times, and it's titled "She Strums Me."
The mic is yours.
Thank you, Love Lips. She strums me. Delicate fingers touching me, lightly, ever so lightly, lighting this fire that's inside of me, almost, teasingly, her tongue tickles as she discovers me, and who I be, sensually, chilling me softly. The passions within her aggression, sparking the flames within me. So very tantalizing. The innocence in her eyes as she gave her love to me. Totally all of her. All of her she's chosen to give to me. I let go any hold that this world had on me and gave myself to her. She made me feel like a god, and she was like Mother Earth to me. And we were in the midst of creation. Sparks of us started off as passions erupting in volcanic eruptions. Molten lava and heated streams of steam shaping things around. Sprouting trees and things moving. mountains with the force of our lovemaking. Blowing soft breeze, breaths upon her silken flesh, growing thicker, strengthened, consuming every involuntary moment. Each sigh of hers I heard as we caressed. Tiny careless whispers turned into winds that gave creation to mountains and birthed the heavens. My heart strings gently vibrating as her heart sang to me. As the oceans and us both gave way to a dozen tsunamis, strong, strong waters crashing, sensual orgasmic comings, we were reaching. Distant volcanoes began erupting, and so were the tender fibers of my every being, of our every being. It was that pleasure principle, only found in uncharted regions where boldly few men dare to go. Whether I asked or not, the sounds of her moans let me know that I found her secret spot, as she delicately strummed me. Strummed me, acoustically strummed me, acoustically like some priceless guitar thing finding me. And my spot, with her kisses gently, she be everything to me, my everything she be killing me. Softly, got me inner screaming in agony as she touches me, provoking the creams within me to leak hot, lavaed streams. Although heated, this here is soothing. It warms me, see. It cools her. She bathes within a pool of me. A love. I love the way that she strums me. Delicate fingers touching me. Lightly. Delicate fingers strumming me in the hidden places that thus far have only been secret to only me. Although she hadn't asked, she knows my special spot. She can tell by my moaning. 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 And the way that she got my soul singing. I love that the way... I love the way that she strums me. Delicate fingers, the way that she touches me. Teasingly. For real. She strums me. In peace.
You know what? You are another poet that has a particular tone that you use. And your vibration is so soft. It's tender. And it doesn't matter what you say. It just sounds good. It's you have a natural sensual sound in your voice. Man, I love that piece. And yes, I've heard it before, but I still love it. I do. Every time I hear it.
Thank you,
Ms. Wonderful. Wonderful. And thank you so much, because I really enjoyed that. And Danielle's right. It's the way you say it. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. You understand what I'm saying? So,
yes, I do.
Yeah. So I thank you for that.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
For real. Before you
yes,
go,
ma'am.
Love, can you tell us what you got going on in the Epiphany Universe?
Yes, I can. One of these Mondays, I don't know which one it is, but you can expect the Soul Cafe at Epiphany Radio with myself, my brother, Poetic, Miss Pearly, and essentially Johnny's. right here at the Soul Cafe, where we like to pick up our pen and create some pieces right here on the spot as we're listening to some neo-soul, hip-hop, jazz, and some R&B. And that's every other Monday opposite Raw with Rain at Epiphany Radio, 9 o'clock p.m. Baby, baby. For
Thank
real.
You for that, for real. Now, I want you to go ahead. I'm going to send you over to the Love Lounge, but I requested that Belinda make you a hot toddy because it's medicinal. Okay. And the reaction.
For medicinal purposes only.
Yeah. What is her name? Jalinda.
No, Kalinda. And Kalinda. Then, you know, Poetic seems to have some kind of spell over her. And she spends a lot of time talking to him
well,
there.
Why would you
but
send me to her then?
Time,
no, don't send me to nobody
listen,
that Van has a spell over.
Yeah, listen. She still does an excellent job because she is the mixologist. Trust me, I made an excellent choice. But she will make anything that you want to drink. Just don't expect her to stand there and talk to you too long because she has to get back to the other end of the bar to finish her conversation with Poetic.
Okay. All right. That's the story of my life right there anyway, so you know what I mean.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah,
all right.
They always have to get to the other end of the bar. You know, that's my sadness.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lordy. All right,
yeah,
love.
So send me over there to Belinda. I'll go.
All right. One love, one night.
Baby.
One love, one night.
Good night, Joe.
Good night, for real. Diva. Okay, we had to change his name from New York John to Poet Laureate, I believe. Or was it something else?
I just said he was the most sexiest poet in New York City.
Oh, okay. The most sexiest poet in New York. Welcome to the Love Zone, the most sexiest poet in New York. How you doing tonight?
Hello. And good evening, ladies.
I got you.
My voice, right? Hey, good evening,
ladies.
How you doing? I'm just saying. So that's where we going, huh? That's where we going. Listen, I just want to say. I just want to say good evening. And I hope y'all are having a good night. I've heard the show online before 11 o'clock, and I got out of my last Zoom meeting just in time to be able to make this call.
Okay, good evening. Yes, we are.
Well, I'm so glad you're here. Because I always look forward to hearing your voice.
Is that right?
Yeah, is that right?
I'm very happy.
I'm
very
excited.
Happy indeed.
Ooh, you know, there are certain kinds of candy that makes your mouth just water. I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish what you were
saying. I'm not saying shit else.
Oh, God. No, oh, my glasses.
What? Oh. He is slurping.
That's sensuous.
Okay.
What is it again? What is his title again? The sexiest what in New York?
I was just messing around, but I was just saying the sexiest poet from New York. But, I know. We will think of one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I want to know.
Worthy.
I want to know what you have going on in the Epiphany universe first.
Let me tell y'all something. Don't miss tomorrow night. Tomorrow night on the Epiphany Radio Universe, Poetic, a.k.a. Van Meadows, a.k.a. my brother from another mother, a.k.a. the true blessing that is poetry personified from another perspective, will be joining me, J-Rob the Wise Son, on the Get Down, starting at 9 o'clock. And tomorrow's theme, we're telling everyone, finish this statement. Black is, and you can take it from there. And if you're creative, it ain't about race. However, it might be about race, but black is.
Like that. Black is.
So, yeah, we're working on a couple of concepts to make people say, you know what? I can do this. And can't no one say, you didn't tell me, because we've been advertising since Monday. We send out 495 invitations. Y'all need to call in. The Get Down is where it's at on Thursday. Call in. We're making up for lost time. Call in. Because this time is that time's next time. Call in.
Oh, yeah.
Don't miss the Get Down.
Got my people ready. I am red tea with a T. Red tea.
We're going to block the movie.
Yes. Yes. Woo, honey. Yeah. Thank you for that. What did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight?
Y'all know I don't do delicious poetry. That's them other cats, because they're like so much better than I am. I'm just here to bring something different to the table that sounds interesting. So, if you'll allow me and indulge me for just a hot second, I think I have something that y'all might enjoy.
Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Excellent. This is entitled 7th Street to 7th Avenue to Lenox Avenue. Walking the streets of Harlem, I see people sipping something in trumpeted melodic tones from the chalice of strum sounds that sound like they are filled with the echoes of saxophones, xylophones, heavy horns and baritones that are giving birth to the greatest of greatnesses, where the circles of stumped elm trees shared untold stories and whispered wishes to the answers of what if, which gave hope and dripped nectar that sweetened the bitter taste of tears from a gentrified renaissance that was left behind ever since a time that belonged to us, that looked up at the transatlantic stars only to find hope, while Lindy hopping along Harlem hotspots, across beams of light and rainbow musical notes, as it dances inside of candy-colored kaleidoscopes, while the sunset of colored articulations accentuates what they already knew to be greatness, while the rest of us are just waiting in the wings to soar. I miss Harlem.
she was the one constant that never lied to me. And she will always be home. Poem.
Wow. That was incredible. I love that.
It was.
Wow.
Every
doing
time
the
Lindy, you like,
okay now.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Thank every you. Time you write, you know, every time you write about Harlem, you give such a beautiful dedication to her. And you can't help but, women actually can't help but put themselves in that place. And I can see the sidewalks and I can hear playing and I can feel the wind blowing and just I can see the memories.
Yeah.
When you recite these pieces about Harlem, it's so beautiful and it brings about such a peaceful, a calmness that comes over you. I love that piece. Thank you.
I thank you both for allowing me an opportunity to share this. This is one of my newer pieces, and I'm very, very, very happy to have a chance to share. So thank you both. I'm trying to drop a different piece every other day leading up to my birthday, and let's see what happens.
All
right. You do the damn thing every time. And you also have a way of fitting it where it is definitely swoon worthy. Even if it's not in a romantic sense, it's something about your voice, your tone. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
I truly appreciate you. Y'all make my soul smile, so thank you for that.
Oh, man, the feeling is mutual. Now, what I'm going to do is send you over there to the Love Lounge. You are actually the last one to get in there. Maybe you can pull Van's attention away from the bartender for a minute so she can serve some more drinks because people need their glasses still refilled. You know, and you just got her all up in there, engulfed in him.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Is that your way
of saying that you already have your drink? Is that your way of saying it? You can't bring out no outside beverages. Are allowed inside the Love Lounge.
Kalinda pulled this from under the bar and said, "That's yours."
All right. Well, Miss Kalinda did. All right.
And then
I'll
she winked at me and said, "And then she winked at me and said, you go over there and go spit that poetry, Daddy."
I was like, that's my girl. That's how you talk to them.
I'm like, I got daddy status. All I needed to do is grab my ass and I walk away. I got daddy status. Shit.
Not grandma.
Coming to her freaky self. She better stop.
You know
I like older
she
women.
She wasn't like that before Van. Okay. Before Mr. Pineapple.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Van turned out?
Yes,
never mind.
Because she wasn't talking like that before. She wasn't acting
never
like
mind.
That. She had a little bit. Her etiquette was a little bit calmer and.
It's flat. Okay. Never mind. Because I understand what happens after LSP. Never mind. Kalinda is dead to me now.
Don't say that.
I've seen what happens when people get a whiff of the LSP. They have this unmistakable leave me alone to all the DSP dudes. So it's cool.
Oh.
It's either Van's sexiness and that French poetry, or it's David's nasty baritone voice and stuff like that. And yeah, it's cool though.
All right.
I'm going to the Love Lounge, and I'm gonna go hang out. I'm gonna sit all opposite right. of Kalinda because we ain't talking right. We ain't on speaking terms yet. So thank you.
Well,
thank you. Have a fantastic.
It's over there. It's another woman over there. Edwina is over there. You know, you can talk to her. Yeah.
I am on.
And she happens to be
the
a
way.
Fan.
All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
If your VIP is like, yeah, what up, nigga? One love, one mic. Y'all have a good night. Y'all have a good night.
Oh, he's so bad.
I'm going to get him. I will get him. He was when I was going through the bar. He was walking, so I said, okay, you know, I'm following his lead. Man, it did.
Well, he is, in fact, the last caller, Diva. So I guess we can close this show now for real.
Amen.
Amen. All right, girl. Would you like to repeat your closing words, or you want to leave it where you said it before?
Hey, listen, just do what you got to do to stay safe, wear your masks, and distance yourself from others that want to be all up on you. Because just because you're fully vaccinated doesn't mean you can't catch it. So there you go. God bless you guys, and thanks so much for coming in.
All right. Yes. Thank you so much. Every last one of you that called in, streamed online, just listened, and every one of you that spit them awesome, amazing, sensual, sexy, erotic, exotic pieces. Y'all know how I like it. Oh, thank you. I love you for it. And yes, like my diva said, please continue to be safe, because it's some bugs out here that's entering people's bodies that's just messing up our systems, okay? I want you to continue to get that good relationship going with yourself inside and continue to love yourself and love one another and have that respect. And with that, I'm going to say peace.
I'm a Capricorn, I came here to get managed. Ooh, I know it's good when you start speaking Spanish. Very sexually, you're full of energy. After I'm done, you're still telling me you won't let a Gemini. Ooh, what a sex drive. She wanted it from the front, back, left, and the right. Baby, I will guarantee, yeah, to give you everything your body's missing, baby. Are you the zodiac freak I've been looking for, girl? You're sending me
end of the making,
and you make me stay.
End of the making.
Are you the zodiac freak I've been looking for, girl? You're sending me
end of the making,
and you make me stay.
In my ear while I'm driving you crazy.
I'ma smack it from the sky while I'm grabbing the thigh. Now I know what zodiac signs are all about.
Anything that you want, baby, tell me you want it. I got it, babe.
Tell me what you
want, no more hoping and wishing. Name your position, I got it, babe.
Tell me what you want, and I got
anything
it, babe.
Anything that you want, baby.